Welcome back to War on Hot Takes. We are now joined in the studio by fellow CNS Maryland reporter Chase Pike.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Glad you're here, Chase. Chase, a couple weeks ago, went to Capitals Media Day, and he wrote a couple stories. He's written a couple stories on the Caps now, and I guess the first thing we want to ask you about the Caps is you've written about this. They're going to have a lot of new faces this year for the first time in a couple years, and so what can you tell us about that and the new look that this team is going to have?
Yeah, so the organization had a self-described tier window where they went all out. Deadline last year, they acquired Kevin Shattenkirk, and they ultimately fell short again. Lost a lot of key contributors in the offseason, chief among them, Marcus Johansson, Justin Williams, Carl Elsner. So, like you said, for the first time in 2 years, there's open competition entering training camp, and we're less than 2 weeks away from the season. We still don't know who is going to be there to replace them.
Yeah, you wrote a story a couple weeks ago about point shares. That's a hockey stat. Can you explain a little bit about what that is?
So it's based off of baseball's win shares. So point shares measures how much an individual player contributes to the points in the standings to a team. So with six players lost, the Capitals lost 28.1 point shares in the standings, and they finished with 118 last season. So it's not an exact metric, but it's telling that the Capitals are going to struggle to stay atop the standings this year.
And Chase, it's interesting because you've also written something much more recently now about one particular player on the Capitals who might benefit from this open competition that is sort of going to be available to the lower lines, and that would be Nathan Walker. The article that was published Wednesday is titled "Globetrotting Australian Nathan Walker on Verge of Making Capitals." Tell us what you've learned about Nathan Walker, and tell us about what's most interesting about this guy.
Actually, an incredible story. Nathan Walker grew up in Australia, not a hockey hotbed as we know. At the age of 12 or 13, moved to the Czech Republic on his own to pursue a dream to play in the NHL.
On his own in Czech Republic as 12 years old, and his parents didn't go with him.
12 or 13, on his own, did not speak the language.
So wow.
That was an adjustment period for him. But in 2013, he came to the States, joined the Youngstown Phantoms of the United States Hockey League, which is a junior circuit. And ever since then, he's kind of been working his tail off, and he's 5'9", 186 pounds. So one, he's Australian, two, he's undersized, but he's kind of just scratching his clawing his way to the NHL, and he has a pretty good shot at making the Capitals this year.
All right, and just to be clear, what position is he playing?
He's a forward, so if he would make the team, I would expect him to play alongside Jay Beagle on that fourth line.
Okay, yeah, Jay Beagle, a very popular Caps fan favorite. I want to just plug this one more time. We're going to put this right on Twitter, where it's already on our Twitter. You can check it out. Globetrotting Australian Nathan Walker on Verge of Making Capitals. And we'll see, Dylan, if somebody like him on that fourth line maybe adding some goals for the Capitals, maybe leading them in the playoffs. What do you think?
Capitals now has 2 years in a row. They are two-time defending President's Trophy champions. It's the most points in the NHL. And, of course, they still have not been able to make it past the Penguins in the second round. That's the hill they have to climb over. And Chase, what have you seen from your coverage of the team? What do they have to do? What has to go right this season for them to finally clear that hurdle and become a Washington team that makes it to the conference finals?
It's a great question, Dylan, because if they were ever going to do it, a lot of people thought it would be last year when they were fully loaded, and now that's not the case. So I think their biggest question is going to be on the blue line defensively. Carl Elsner left for Montreal during free agency. 8 or 9 years in the organization, never missed a regular season game. And again, Kevin Shattenkirk, the rental, he left during free agency. And the team also lost defenseman Nate Schmidt in the expansion draft to Las Vegas. And he was kind of a revelation during the playoffs. So the Capitals fully expected him to play in the top four with John Carlson. So now they're looking at possibly two rookies on the blue line heading into the season, and they haven't had a rookie defenseman play for them since 2014. So, I mean, you still got Braden Holtby back there, former Vezina Trophy winner, but it's going to be a lot tougher defensively for the Capitals, and along with the goals they have to replace.
Do you think, really quick, Chase, but we'll get you out of here on this, do you think it's going to be tougher for them this season to overcome the Penguins?
I think it's definitely tougher. The Penguins lost some guys too, not nearly as much. At Media Day, TJ Oshie, who recently signed an 8-year extension with the Capitals over the summer, he said the exciting part about this group is that, I mean, he's excited to kind of end the narrative and the stigma of the Capitals. They got another shot at it this year. Maybe they're not as strong as paper, but I don't think it's ever bad to infuse some new blood, new faces into the locker room.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough, but we'll see how it goes.
Chase Pike, CNS reporter, covering the Washington Capitals pretty closely so far this fall. Thanks very much for joining us here on War on Hot Takes.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.